you wouldn't be able to quantify the loss, but especially in first and foremost to his family, you know, and as our club, we extend such all our condolences to James's family and his extended family and his friends and his fellow teammates. You know, it is a huge tragedy to such a small community, and the community is numbed. James is an integral part of our community. He always had a smile on his face. He was a tremendous footballer, and he was tagged last Friday, and he played a junior game the week before for us. For such a young man, he was such a leader as well, you know, and he was very good to young players breaking into the adult team. He always supported them and made them welcome and coached them and advised them as best he could. And his loss will be felt for many years to come.
And Frank, we hear so much about the role that the GAA plays in the community, and the fact that, you know, from reading about James, how he went to university in Limerick and then got a teaching and job in Dublin, but he was always drawn back to Ahamore and to the local area to I suppose give back to the community as well.
Yeah, and he was no different than any other GAA player, and he came back and he played all these matches and he trained all the time, and he had just such a presence with him, you know. And his family, his brother Michael, is a member of our senior team as well. And James was just a tremendous footballer as well, and loved his area, loved Knock, loved the whole area, loved his friends, and loved football. Absolutely loved football, and you knew it when he played, because he played with his heart, and he played with such a determination. You know, he gave it his all in everything he did, in all his walk of life. He just gave it all. He just was one of those people that, you know, you don't realise how good they were until they're gone. And sadly, you know, so we'll sorely miss him within the GAA club.